Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Do you or someone you know want the TV volume turned up or have difficulty hearing in a restaurant? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholz, and as I mentioned before the break, we're going to be talking today with Dr. Mary Ann Larkin and Dr. Casey Atkins. They are with Advanced Hearing Care in Mount Pleasant. Thank you for being here, Dr. Larkin.
Oh, thank you, Rebecca.
And you too, Dr. Atkins.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, I know you ladies are very busy, and really getting ready for today's show, I did a little bit of research and was surprised that over 10% of folks in the U.S. have trouble hearing. And really, that's more than 31 million people. 65% are younger than 65. So as this baby boomer ages and that number goes up even higher, those numbers are going to increase, aren't they?
Definitely they are.
So Dr. Larkin, let's start with you. What can we do if we think that we're having problems hearing? And what are some signs or symptoms that baby boomers need to look for?
Okay. Hearing changes in the baby boomer usually begin with the inability to hear high-pitched sounds. So you may notice that you have more difficulty hearing female voices, children's voices. You're also going to notice that you have difficulty hearing in background noise or groups of people, whether you're at a social party, a restaurant. You're going to notice that you're asking others to repeat more often. Your spouse or a friend may notice that the TV volume is turned up louder than normal. And you also may notice some ringing in the ears. Oftentimes our patients say, "I hear, but I don't always understand. If others would just speak up, if they'd speak more clearly and not mumble, I would be just fine."
And I think, Dr. Larkin, that that would also perhaps result in some emotional disadvantages when you feel like you can't engage in the conversation anymore.
Definitely. You feel like you're not a participant. You're kind of sitting back, you're nodding, you're smiling, but you're really not engaged.
Mm-hmm. So what are some causes that would result in your hearing getting worse or declining? Dr. Atkins?
Sure. So there are multiple reasons why people experience changes in hearing. First off, it's going to be exposure to loud sounds.
Rock and roll days for those baby boomers.
That's right. Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Yep, exactly. And even those concerts 15 years ago, 20 years ago, they count.
That's going to catch up. Okay.
They do. It catches up. So whether it be recreational noise exposure from motorcycles, from concerts, or occupational noise exposure, be it working around loud machinery, around gunfire, without hearing protection, all of that starts to add up.
Because my father flew airplanes in the Air Force, so now his hearing is definitely compromised.
Sure, absolutely. He probably spent a lot of time around a lot of noise. And so other than noise, kind of the general aging process, the little hair cells in our ears as we get older, they bend and they break and they don't transmit the sound like they used to. It also includes ototoxic medications.
What are those?
So there are several different ototoxic medications. That would be something that you would have a conversation with your physician.
Okay.
Any kind of chemotherapy treatments, those are quite well known.
Okay.
A lot of times we'll monitor patients as they continue through their chemotherapy routine or treatment.
Okay.
Also just poor health in general. So the ears are very much a window into other areas of your body. They're very connected to your body. So if you have a history of cardiovascular disease, if you have diabetes, if you have kidney issues, if you have thyroid issues, you're actually more likely to experience changes in hearing.
I had never really thought about that before. All the different links, how it all links together for your overall health.
That's right. Absolutely.
So if someone's noticing that they're having a hard time hearing, what can they do?
Well, definitely.
Dr. Larkin? Okay.
Yeah, they want to schedule an appointment with a doctor of audiology for a comprehensive diagnostic hearing evaluation. So the audiologist is the best professional to diagnose your hearing difficulty. We are able to determine the cause of your hearing issues and then provide the necessary treatment options for improvement in about 95% of all hearing cases.
So that's why it's important to see an audiologist. Okay. And so when someone comes to advanced hearing care, for example, and if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. I'm talking today with Dr. Casey Atkins and Dr. Mary Ann Larkin. They are both audiologists with Advanced Hearing Care in Mount Pleasant. We're talking about what you can do if you think you might be experiencing some hearing loss, having a little more trouble, maybe going out, hearing conversations where there's a lot of folks, a large restaurant. We're going to be talking today about the signs to look for, and Dr. Atkins did a great job of some of the reasons behind it. For example, it could be maybe even a family history of hearing problems too, right, Dr. Atkins?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and now we're talking also with what do we look for when we're going to someone to get a hearing evaluation? What should I expect?
So first of all, if you were to come to our office, you should expect to complete a very detailed case history. That way we get to know your medical background, what kind of communication issues are you struggling with, how are they affecting yourself and your family. We also administer a variety of procedures in our sound-treated booth. We test your ability not only to hear tones, that's listening for the beeps like people think, but we also test your ability to hear speech. And not only speech in quiet, but speech in noise. Because listening in those noisier situations, that's really where most of our patients admit that they have difficulties.
And that's probably where there's a lot of frustration, too, when they're out there in crowds. And
it is. It is. Absolutely.
And Dr. Larkin, when someone is out in a big crowd and they can't hear, then they want to sort of go off by themselves. They don't want to be as socially outgoing. And that can cause some issues, too, can't it?
Definitely. We see family members that watch their loved one kind of a treat. They used to be the life of the party.
How sad. Mm-hmm.
And now they kind of are sitting back. They're more quiet, more reserved. Mm-hmm. And that's what we don't want to happen.
So Dr. Larkin, what can we do? What are some treatments for someone experiencing hearing loss, particularly baby boomers?
Well, the main type of hearing problem that a baby boomer faces is usually sensory neural in nature. And so this type involves damage or decreased sensitivity to the inner ear, and that's mostly due to the aging process. So as you age, there can be structural changes to the tiny hair cells found in the inner ear. And when you have these changes, they are irreversible and permanent, and then they cause a decline in hearing. But what's interesting is that's not all. It's not just all about your ear, not all about your hearing. There are also changes that are seen in your brain. So when your brain has a lack of auditory stimulation, it's got to work harder. And over time, there is atrophy to the brain, and this makes a person with hearing problems at higher risks for dementia. And a lot of people don't know that. But luckily, these types of hearing difficulties can be substantially helped through the use of hearing instruments. And the goal is going to be to regain your ability to hear speech and sounds better, to maximize your listening, and then also stimulate your brain.
Wow. So the being able to hear well plays such an important role in our overall health, our physical health, our emotional health, and in a sense, our mental health, because if we're not hearing and we're not having that type of stimulation and conversation, then I can see where someone would shut themselves off and possibly have dementia. Some cognitive decline, is that right?
Yes, there's research that shows that
wow.
If you have an untreated hearing problem, then you can have higher risks for cognitive decline.
So it's very important listening out there that you get your hearing tested, even if you don't think you need to. We're all at that age that we should have our hearing tested. And Dr. Atkins, what then? I go and get my hearing tested and I find out that I need some hearing aids. What do I do?
Sure. So first you have to decide who are you going to entrust with your hearing health care. And there is a lot of information out there right now. You know, a lot of consumers are very confused as to where to go for their hearing health, especially the baby boomers. They're in the demographic where they're likely bombarded with a lot of information.
All the time.
Yep. Whether it be ads in the newspaper, ads on the TV, they may even show up in your mailbox. You see the ads, hearing aids for $499, $1,000 off of MSRP. Those are all just a bunch of sales gimmicks to get you in the door. You know, you can really obtain your hearing health care and services through two providers. You can see an audiologist, a doctor of audiology, or you can see a hearing instrument dispenser, a hearing aid salesman. When you think about hearing devices, if that's appropriate, you can obtain the hearing devices. You can look at that at two different perspectives. You can take either the retail sales route, or you can take the healthcare route. So it's very important to understand that research shows that people with hearing instruments are much more satisfied when their provider follows a comprehensive healthcare approach to hearing rather than the sales retail approach.
And I like that comprehensive approach because that's sort of how I do everything in my life is I'm a big fact checker. I look at everything, how it's all going to integrate to what my goals are. And before I forget, I do want to mention your website for advanced hearing care. And Dr. Larkin, if you could let our listeners know what that website is so they can learn some more, because this is awesome information. But unfortunately, we will be running out of time eventually. So Dr. Larkin, what is that website?
Wonderful. The advanced hearing care website is advhearing.com.
So advhearing.com. And the listener out there can go on that website and find out how to contact you. So it sounds like, Dr. Atkins and Dr. Larkin, that just getting hearing aids is not enough if it's part of an overall strategy for good hearing. What else do we need to know?
Sure. So hearing devices are really only a part of a responsible solution when we're talking about evaluating and treating your hearing health, especially if we're going to take that holistic approach. Mm-hmm. Again, research shows that as you lose your ability to hear well, you also lose your ability to listen well. So it's not just your ears that are involved in listening, mm-hmm. but it's your brains as well. It's that ear-to-brain link. So it's vital that as a hearing instrument user, that you also learn active listening skills that are critical to better achieve your overall hearing wellness.
And we talk a lot about listening on Let's Talk Boomers, and that is very, very important. So keep that in mind. If you feel that someone isn't paying attention to you, maybe they're not really hearing you, and that's why they're not listening. So that's a very, very good point. And Dr. Larkin, I do want to talk about hearing aids are not an inexpensive investment. So how do I get the most out of them?
There's many things that you can do to get the most out of them. First off, you want to have realistic expectations. Hearing devices work very well when they're fitted and adjusted appropriately, but it's important to understand that hearing aids cannot restore your hearing to normal. So it is a little bit different than what your eyesight is and how the eye doctor is able to give you 20/20 vision. You want to commit to wearing your hearing instruments every day. Mm-hmm. It takes time to adjust wearing devices, and the amount of time that's required varies from person to person.
So you need to be proactive about wearing them all the time so that you can adjust them as needed.
Correct.
Otherwise, I would think you would get aggravated and frustrated when they're not working as well as you think they should.
Right.
Okay. And before the show, Dr. Larkin, we talked about a great community outreach program that you are offering at Advanced Hearing Care. I don't want to leave the segment without talking about that. What exactly is it?
Oh, great. I'd be happy to. We have our Healthy Hearing Initiative, which you can think of as our community outreach program. We strongly believe that everyone needs to have their hearing screened as part of their overall wellness program. So we are offering free hearing screenings to adults in our community. All you need to do is give our office a call, and the number is 843-628-4844. And our staff can get you scheduled. It only takes 5 minutes.
That is awesome.
And along with our hearing initiative, we also provide educational luncheon seminars to the community throughout the year. And we actually have one next week, Wednesday, August the 17th, at Water's Edge Restaurant, beginning at 10:30. Please call our office as soon as possible to reserve your spot. Seating is limited, and again, our number is 843-628-4844.
Okay, that is wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Atkins, for all that great information that you brought today.
Yep, it's my pleasure.
And Dr. Larkin, thank you as well.
Thank you. We've really enjoyed it.
I did as well, and I learned a lot. And I want to mention again that opportunity to learn how you can have healthy hearing. It's part of Advanced Hearing Care's Healthy Hearing Initiative. You can go Wednesday, August 17th at Water's Edge Restaurant. That's in Mount Pleasant, beginning at 10:30 a.m. Just simply call Advanced Hearing Care at 843-628-4844. 844-628-4844. And if you can't go on Wednesday, August 17th, just give them a call anytime. They'll be happy to do a screening test for you at no charge. That's absolutely wonderful. And it looks like, Dr. Larkin, that you also have a discount if anyone ends up needing some treatment programs. Just simply mention you heard about you on Let's Talk Boomers. And what is that discount?
That discount is we are offering anyone that comes in and you have your hearing evaluated and it looks like you need treatment, we will discount the cost of your hearing care treatment program by $400. There are some restrictions that may apply, and we'll let you know that in our office.
That is wonderful. So thank you again, ladies, for being here. And check out Advanced Hearing Care and ADVHearing.com. That's our website, ADVHearing.com. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
This is Rebecca Imholtz, and I'm here with Jerry Gardner, a reverse mortgage consultant with